I want to ask you about your first number one single, Get Down Tonight. That starts with a 17-second guitar solo by Jerome Smith, who passed away in 2000. How did that come about?
Well, it was actually, we slowed the tape down and recorded the guitar and then sped the tape back up. So, you know, it was just a production idea that happened and it worked really well.
It really did. I mean, that's when we would be trying to find someone to dance with. We'd hear that guitar solo new. You know, we had to go to the dance floor, no doubt.
Right, there you go. Yeah.
Well, and I'm Your Boogeyman is a jam that gets people to the dance floor as well. How did you put pen to paper on that one?
Originally when I wrote it, it was called I'll Be a Son of a Gun.
Really?
Your Boogeyman. Yeah, and so when I got to thinking about it, and I used to sit in and DJ for the morning disc jockey here in Miami, and then just thinking about, you know, the Boogeyman was really written about DJs in a way because, you know, being early morning, late afternoon, or at midnight, it's never too soon. I'm Your Boogeyman. Kind of a take on the idea of what the radio disc jockey is to us on a personal level.
So often, as you were performing, you come from behind that keyboard and you would dance with your dancers. It is wonderful. I absolutely love seeing that. How does that make you feel?
I mean, it's exciting for me. I mean, I just love the energy of it. I couldn't just stand behind the keyboard all the time. I mean, so I did make it so that I'm out front more, and I just love it. I love the interaction with the audience.
Well, and the thing is, you know, you have such catchy lyrics. People can really relate and sing along, and all these years later, we're still singing along. You know, like, that's the way, I like it. I think, how did he come up with the I mean, what happened? I know you say you're like a conduit, music comes through you, but who comes up with
The uh-huhs were kind of moans and groans originally, kind of during the session. I thought, I better clean that up a little bit.
And
so they became uh-huhs.
I see that. That's where that came from. I was wondering about that. The energy and positivity of your music has helped DJs get the party started for decades. Why did you decide to create that kind of music?
I mean, at the time, I mean, I've been writing since I was 13, and I had co-penned quite a few songs at TK before, you know, before the success of my first song, Rock Your Baby. And at the time when I first did the first KC single, I felt music had gotten really, really dark. You know, we'd gone from a great time when music was very inspirational type of music and political and all that sort of thing about what was going on in the world. And I just felt that it had gotten really dark, and so I wanted to just create something that was positive, that was up-tempo, that had a lot of energy to it. Because I always like those kind of records more than, I mean, I love all kind of music, even ballads and stuff, but you know, I would get these great up-tempo songs and buy the album, and you know, most of the album would be ballads. It was like, oh, come on. So I thought, let me do the reverse of that and make an album that's all mid-tempo, up-tempo songs on it. And that's what I set out to do.
Well, let's talk about your new music. I was just listening to I Get to Love You, and I thought, okay, that's going to be part of my playlist, no doubt about it. The Eric Cooper version, I thought, you know what?
Right.
It's a great workout song. It's a great, I mean, it's just a great song all the way around. Tell us about that one.
Well, I mean, DJ Louis Martinet called me up. He says, I have this track for you. And I said, cool, send it over. And I, you know, came up with those words, like I get to love you, because I think it's a great thing if you get to love someone. And we put it out, and I sent it to my friend Eric to mix it, and that's the version you have. And it's just part of, I have 56 brand new songs I'm going to be releasing soon. It'll be 7 different EPs that'll come out. You know, it's just really exciting. I
you're celebrating 50 years, 1973? So just a little bit over 50 years in the business. And
right.
What excites you when you hit the stage? What excites you now?
I don't know. You know, my adrenaline starts pumping and just the excitement of doing the show, doing something I love. I mean, that's what life's all about, doing things you love. If you can keep doing things you love, then life is beautiful.
That's KC of KC and the Sunshine Band, who will perform in Dodge City tonight at the United Wireless Arena and in Salina at the Stiefel Theater Friday night. Thank you, KC.
Thank you.